Valentine's Day, children. A day when hidden untamed desires bewitch our hearts. Plus, you get free candy.
I'm sending one card to each member of Guys to Boys to boost my odds. How are your Valentine's coming?
Almost done. I just need my mom's lawyer to look them over so I'm not obligated to pursue a relationship.
Dear Fudgy Pops, I love you very, 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 very... Very, 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 very...
This is dumb. Very. The only female I've ever been attracted to is Madame Curie, the mother of modern radiology. In a purely platonic way, of course.
Place the heart center. Over more! Now add more macaroni to symbolize your devotion to me.
But honey dumpling, the paste is making me woozy.
So, you don't love me?
Oh.
More macaroni!
Okay.
Yuck! How could a regular guy like Oleander sink so low?
Oh, Jimmy, it's only a matter of time before your young heart is impaled by the pointy darts of love. Coconut haystack?
A matter of time, huh? Not if I can help it.
Hey, Jimmy. We got here as soon as you called. Let us in.
Yeah! Gentlemen, you're about to witness the completion of my most dangerous experiment yet. More powerful than the atom bomb. More lethal than an orbiting space laser. I give you... Pheromone number 976/J.
It's horrifying!
What's a pheromone?
It's the chemical hormone that makes boys like girls. One whiff of this stuff will make a guy fall in love with the first girl he sees.
You madman! What have you done? It's gotta be destroyed!
Develop an anti-love vaccine.
But Jimmy, girls aren't so bad. I mean, they have good communication skills and they almost never beat you up after school.
Carl, do you want to end up like Oleander?
You mean defeated, numb, stripped of his own free will?
Well, the same thing's gonna happen to us unless I can develop an immunity serum first. I'll keep the pheromone inside this vacuum-sealed containment area until the vaccine is fully developed. Any questions?
Can I check my email? I want to make sure my cheese of the month is on its way.
Sure, Carl. The computer's over there. Hey, Sheen, help me lock down the sprocket inverter.
This month's cheese is Gouda feta. Huh. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Come on. Hey, Jimmy, your computer's acting funny.
Just a second, Carl.
Must be this one.
Oh, to no use, Sheen. We'll have to get Flange Spanner up at the house. Be right back, Carl.
Sure thing, Jim.
Look, Libby. It's lose and loser.
Oh, yeah, Vortex? Well, for your information... Humana, humana, humana.
Good comeback, Count Dorkula.
Jimmy, don't let her talk to you like that. She's like some beautiful queen of the galaxy. Strong, yet yielding.
I gotta go. It's been a real stimulating conversation.
Nuts!
Wait, my queen. Your loyal subject bids you command him.
What's your problem, freak boy? I'm out of here, King Cranium. King Cranium, because his head's so big. Oh, that's rich.
Me see you soon, Day! Me see you soon, Day? It was a stupid thing to say. Wait, why do I care what Cindy thinks? And why did I become lost in her limpid green eyes? I've been in the lab too long.
Excuse me, Mrs. Neutron.
Yes, Carl?
Have you seen Jimmy and Shanae? Mrs. Neutron, you smell like pine cones.
Sugar Booger, how's my little bundle of fun? Mwah!
We'll speak of this later.
What's wrong with me? I've got to get Cindy out of my mind. Maybe if I just concentrate. Think of prime numbers.
My love by performing the Arcturian Dance of Wooing from episode 921, The Courtship of Ultralord's Father.
Well, cut it out! I don't want the neighbors to see you.
My queen is chagrined?
I'm not your queen! Now get off my lawn!
But Shining One, I bear gifts.
What is that?
His name is Melty Face. He was my very first action figure. I retired him after a horrible steam iron accident. But he's still my favorite.
And you're giving him to me? Wow, that's really nice.
Libby, would you do me the honor of going out with me tomorrow night on Valentine's Day?
Actually, I have to go do... Sure, why not? It might be fun.
Yes!
Okay, you gotta stop doing that.
Judy, well, you came and you baked me some cookies. Well, you, what we have is beautiful and you can't destroy it.
All righty then.
Bowser, my adorable little angel is at the candy bar.
And then, when I got inside, I discovered that Melty Face needed a really good washing.
Ew! Libby, what are you thinking? Sheen's almost as bad as Neutron.
But he's cute! In a clueless, hyperactive kind of way.
Libs, you can do so much better. A girl should never settle for anything less than the perfect Valentine.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's your idea of the perfect Valentine?
Well, if you really want to know. He'll comply with my every demand. My Valentine will know who's in command.
Will he be good in school?
He'll do my homework every night.
What if he's a fool?
He better get the answers right. He'll honor and obey. He'll do just what I say. My Valentine.
My Valentine. He'll hold you in his arms.
I'll show him moves he's never seen.
He'll woo you with his charm.
He'll know his Cindy is supreme.
He'll honor and obey. He'll do just what you say. Your Valentine.
day, that special, magical someone will appear when I least expect it.
I can't talk, I can't think. Everywhere I go, you're there.
What kind of sick joke is this?
Oh, you're gonna make me say it, aren't you? All right, then, I'll say it. I love you, Sydney Vorkex! 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 Pecan Ripple, your favorite.
You messy little hooligan! I just cleaned that floor 8 months ago. You're out of here! Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it. Why would Neutron purposely embarrass himself like that?
Have you considered the possibility that he actually does like you?
Oh, it can't be! But it's the only explanation. Hey, Dweebtron! So you like me, huh? Well, what are you prepared to do about it?
Want to come over to the lab tomorrow? Watch a movie? How's two?
I'll give you one chance, Neutron. But if this is a trick, you'll have to go back in time to make sure you were never born.
I did it! She likes me! She's gonna go out with me! I made a date with Sydney! No! Ready for my date with Cindy. Oh, no! Look at this mess! Switch to vacuum mode. Not bad. But these clothes have gotta go. Vox, wardrobe change RP829. Holographic room imaging. File name, Help. Let the dating begin.
So, where exactly are we going?
You'll see soon enough, oh bringer of pain and delight.
Sheen, could you cut that out? Look, the whole goddess thing is flattering, but it gets very old very quickly.
Really? Then we're gonna have a slight problem.
How come?
Because I have erected a glorious shrine to your divine essence!
What the?
I use every action figure I possess to build it. I was gonna go for an art deco feel, but then I said, no! Action figures!
Sheen, this is so weird. But sweet. In a geeky kind of way.
Libby, will you be my Valentine?
Well, sure, Sheen. Of course I'll be your Valentine.
Oh, Hugh, what a perfect way to spend Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and there's no one else I'd rather spend it with, Puddin' Pants. Here comes Mr. Walking In. I'm walking in.
Oh, Hugh!
Walking, 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 walking. Fucking God!
I'm so sorry. My monkey isn't no bother, you see.
But I'll be an honest-to-gosh organ grinder. No, and look at the adorable, unlicensed little monkey. Oh, the cute little monkey. Get him off me!
Hugh, honey, be careful!
It's okay, honey. I think he just wants to wrestle. Oh, that's a foul.
There can be no masks between us, Judy.
Carl?
Alone at last.
I must be out of my mind. Wow, Neutron! You clean up good.
Oh, well, thanks. Purple Flurp?
Yeah, thanks. Listen, Neutron, about this afternoon...
I know, I'm pretty dumb. I mean, technically I'm a genius. Well, what I mean is, Oh, this isn't coming out right.
Neutron, are you nervous?
Nervous? Me? Ridiculous. Well, down the hatch.
Look, Neutron, I'm just as weirded out by this as you are, but you said you loved me. What's up with that?
I wish I knew. I've never felt this way before. I'm cold, clammy, and confused. But the strange thing is, I think I actually like it.
I think that this is my favorite part of Valentine's Day.
What are you doing?
Well, as my Valentine, you must now defeat your rivals in pitched combat.
My rivals?
Of course. Only then can we ascend the sacred altar and take our solemn vows.
Vows? No, wait a minute.
Reality! Hoika! Okay, you don't seem to have any rivals. So I'll be your sparring partner. Try to overcome me with a deadly tonfar.
Are you having some kind of, episode?
Reality! Not bad for a beginner.
Listen, I'm sorry, but this just isn't gonna work.
Do I offend?
It just feels like all this is happening too fast. Maybe what you and I need is more time to work on our friendship.
But what about our battle skills?
Sheen, look, you're nice, but can we please take things down just a notch?
I could do that.
Thank you. And thanks for the card.
Welcome.
This is gonna be a long holiday.
Judy, will you be my Valentine?
Oh, Carl, this is so sweet.
Thanks. I sprayed it with my dad's cologne. It's called Bunyan Be Gone.
Carl, Mr. Neutron and I... See, sometimes people like to have private time. Just the two of them.
Yeah, gotcha.
How do we get rid of the dead wood?
Oh, well, you know what they say. It's all fun and games until a monkey bites you on the eye.
Oh, honey.
I'll meet you tonight at the playground.
I got so caught up in this hot monkey action, I forgot to give you this. Here. Butterbonnet, will you be my Valentine?
Oh, you! Of course I will.
Don't be careful not the eye.
Oh, dear.
I'm not usually very romantic, but I made this for you.
Thanks?
I have a question to ask you. It's a big question.
Spit it out, Neutron!
Okay, here it goes. Cindy, will you be my Val... My Val?
Your Val?
Hey, what's that light doing on?
Look, Neutron, we both know what you want to say, so just say it.
Okay. Cindy, will you be my Valentine?
Neutron, you silver-tongued, pointy-headed devil. I thought you'd never ask. Whoa!
The pheromone beaker! It's broken! Air vent is wide open. I must have been exposed without realizing it.
Neutron, I thought you wanted to be my Valentine.
I do, but not really. I mean, you're so beautiful, but you're so gross. I mean...
Neutron, do you want to be my Valentine or don't you?
Hey, what's going on?
Stop it.
I'm sorry. I love you, but I'm supposed to hate you.
You are so
Her hair smells like jasmine. I've got to snap out of it. I almost kissed her. Oh, God, I think.
This month's cheese is gouda feta.
Great blast! The love pheromone works through sense of smell. By dulling the nose's olfactory receptors, I should be able to counteract its influence. And I think I know just the way to do it.
Put it better.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks for fixing things before I married Libby.
Yeah, and before I became your stepdad.
Don't thank me. Thank your Cheese of the Month Club.
Way to stink up the school, Geektron.
When I think of how close we came to dating those cheese-wearing yahoos, it gives me the creeps.
The sweet smell of freedom. Come on, guys. Let's sit in the sun so these little beauties can ripen.
Thank you.